open the doors of the church by the side of the road to you, and we are so glad that you are here. Many of you do not attend church anywhere else, and some of you cannot get out to attend, and so we are glad to have this service especially for you. The church by the side of the road is everybody's church, and so regardless of who you are or where you are, we invite you to write us if you have a burden, a problem, or a need. When you write, you may address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan. Now, here is Carol to sing. How a cold chisel is prepared for use in tooling. It must be tempered until it is harder than the steel it will be used to cut. The worker heated the chisel in a forge until it was cherry red, then dipped it in oil and let it cool. Then he took a file and cut on the chisel. If the file could cut into it, it was not tempered enough. The chisel did not pass the first test. The process was repeated. Still, it did not pass the test. Again, it was put into the fire, heated until it was red hot. Again, it was dipped in oil, cooled, and tested. Finally, it passed the test. The chisel was too hard to be cut by the file. Then the toolmaker took a heavy hammer and gave it a hard blow, but all was well. It passed the test. Now it was ready for the buffing wheel. A few minutes at the wheel, and the toolmaker held in his hands a beautiful chisel ready for use. That is the story of the cold chisel. But listen, there is more to it than that which can be seen. The fact is, not every piece of metal can stand the fiery furnace, oil, and hammer treatment. Before the tool maker started to temper the chisel, he knew that good material had been put into that chisel. He knew that it could stand to be tempered. He knew that with enough heat and treatment, it would eventually be ready for service. The story of the coal chisel reminds me of the service of the Christian. Some people make a confession of belief in Christ, then they expect to go on in their own ways without a change of heart, without a life of separation from the world, without a cross, just traveling an easy road. The Master does not find such lives qualified for His service. There are others who choose to serve Christ, who come to Him, are born again, have a new heart, a changed life, who take up their crosses gladly and follow Jesus. This is the kind the Lord accepts. He washes away their sins, writes their names in heaven, gives them a change of heart, and chooses them as vessels to glorify Him. It is true, they may go through fiery trials even more than once. But to the fiery trial, the Master adds the oil of the Holy Spirit, which helps in the work of tempering. When He finds one who can stand the test, He polishes that one up, and he becomes an implement that the Lord can use for His service. Paul told young Timothy to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. If a soldier in this world has to endure hardness, whether it be for a free country like ours, or for one that makes slaves of his subjects, it matters not. The soldier still has to endure hardness. If he can endure hardness for an earthly cause, how much more should we be willing for an eternal cause? Peter says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." The trials of the Christian are not borne in vain, my friend. With them, there is a promise of eternal joy. Paul said, "And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward." Again, we find reward promised to every one whose work can stand the test of fire. Some may think, "Well, if a Christian has to be tried as by fire and go through trials and testings hard to bear, why be a Christian? Why not just go through the trials I already have?" My friend, there is a great difference. The difference is going through trials without Christ to help, or going through them with the help and the presence and the blessing of the Lord. You work daily for the reward of getting your work done. You cook for the reward of eating what you have prepared to sustain your physical body for the time being. You work at employment for the reward of a paycheck to meet your daily needs. But if you are willing to take up your cross and follow Jesus and endure hardness as a good soldier, you have His ever-present help in the time of need. You have His blessing, His strength, and His promises to bring you to a victorious climax. And so, if you have chosen to follow the Lord, and you find that you are going through trials and testings, think it not strange, but let the Master prepare you and temper you until the steel will not break you, but you will break the steel. and your master will smile and take you to the polishing wheel and make you to shine, ready for service for him. Be glad and rejoice that the Lord has redeemed you and has chosen you to be a vessel of honor unto him. Those who do not serve the Lord go through hardships and trials too, but for nothing. But with the Christian, it is for something, and with it is great reward. Here are some of the rewards given in 1 Peter. He hath begotten us unto a lively hope, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. For who? Those who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Peter says this is what you should do. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Friend, here is the great reward at the end. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Friend, if you would like to come to Jesus, cast your lot with him and let him wash you and cleanse you and come into your heart, or if you need his help in the midst of the trials of life, if you need his healing power, bow your head with me now. And our Father, you see those who are coming to you for salvation. You already know those who need your help. You know those who are sick in body, and we ask that you will meet every need. Lay thy healing hand upon the sick in Jesus' name. Sustain those who are in the midst of trial and testing, and come in with thy cleansing blood to every heart who is open unto thee. We ask in thy name. Amen. Now, friend, if you would like a copy of today's message, you may have one free of charge if you will just write and request it. And when you write, you may address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan.